Hello, 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 everyone. I want to welcome you to a very special episode of the Connect with Kelly show. I am Kelly, your host, and I want to thank you for joining me. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you, everyone, for being here and you're now. And I'm happy to be back again with Beth from the Alchemy School. Beth, are you with me?
I'm here. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning. Beth and I were super excited to roll out. We were going to roll out another great show topic today, but as my heart would have it, I got inspired to take it in another direction. And we're both super excited to see what shows up today. So I know I have a feeling there's a lot of you that are going to be excited. So this is a very special episode of the Connect with Kelly show because it's my 17th broadcast. And many of the listeners have forever linked the number 17 to the 17th letter of the alphabet, which is Q. So I'm inspired to make this show a tribute to our beloved Q, our amazing transition specialist, for his just great love for all of us. And his just beautiful dedication to continually help and support each and every one of us in our ascension process. And this is cool. If you're inspired to learn more about Q and why he's here on this planet at this time, ForThePeople.space does a brilliant job of using words to explain it. So I encourage you to read the For the People post of September 3rd, 2025, this year, and it's titled Q+, Ascension and Light. Q+, Ascension and Light. As we all know, Q has given so much of himself and touched the hearts of so many of us listening right now. So I want to spend the whole hour just loving on him. I want to give as many listeners as I can an opportunity to express their love and appreciation for him and share how has he impacted your life. So let's say Q was live on this broadcast right now. Just in a brief few words, what would you say to him? So all you Q-sters out there, as you're inspired, I'd like to open the phone lines now and give you all the opportunity to do just that. It is love. It is love on Q hour on the Connect with Kelly show. Woo! So if you're listening live, toll free is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And you can call direct at 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. So as the lines populate, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. And I'm going to have Thomas play the breadcrumb song for today. And I wasn't going to say who it is until after it was played, but I need to do it. I'm voluntold to do it. The song is Born Free, and it's performed by Matt Monroe. And the song was originally released in 1966 for a film by the same name, Born Free. So the song and all the rights are held by EMI Record Limited. So with that, I encourage you to just please feel into the lyrics, the vocals, the harmonics of this individual. So go ahead, Thomas. Let her rip. Chills, full body chills. Do those harmonics sound familiar? What an amazing voice. What an amazing song. And for those of you who aren't listening live, I just had Thomas play the original Born Free song that was performed by Matt Monroe and released it in 1996 for the film of the same name, Born Free. And not surprising, Matt Monroe was considered the British Sinatra of his time. And bonus points if you know who animates Frank Sinatra's body. So I encourage anyone to listen and just feel into the lyrics of that song. They are so beautiful, so cute. Okay, so let's get this Q-Tube tribute train rolling. All right, I'm going to start and I'm just going to throw it out there, y'all. This is a living library. So please call in. Please call in and let's record all these beautiful, heartfelt sentiments that we have for this amazing individual. All right. For me, there are really no words that truly express what Q means to me, how he impacts my life, moment by moment, because it's a felt sense. So I guess I'm going to do my best. Some of them I've written down, but it's from my heart, y'all. This is all from my heart. So in one of the many conversations I've had with him, I asked him a question. I asked, from your heart center to ours, what is something you really want us to know, to really get, that would help us in our ascension process? And Q answers, I want you to know you. That's what I want. I want you to know you so that we don't need to do radio shows anymore. We can just play. End quote. So, the lyrics, born free to follow your heart. Wow, I feel those words do just such a good job of encapsulating what Q wants us to know, what he wants us to get. It sounds kind of like go within, doesn't it? The song repeats the words born free, live free, stay free. They're just such beautiful breadcrumbs. Just more dots to connect. And we are. Thank you, Q. We're really doing it. We're really doing it. So thank us too. Okay, so Q, since I know you're here with us now, I know you know that I know you know that because of you, I know me. So from my heart to yours, all my love and all my gratitude to you for choosing to be here with us, helping us to get over the hump and ascend for reals this time. And for showing us the way back to us and reminding us to go within to know what we really are and why we're here. And for giving me a roadmap for my personal journey of self-realization, in particular, one that honors my sovereignty and allows me to know that I am born free, that I am free to create the reality I choose, that no one can tell me what I am, where I am, or how I am. So thank you, thank you, thank you, Q, for giving me the horsepower to find my way back to me, for being the wind in my sails when I need it most, and for your ever-present collaboration with me. But most of all, for your great love and all your help and support that is always, always right on time. And I can't wait to play with you in physicality. My great love to you, Q. Okay, So, Beth, how about you? Sorry, how about
It's
you?
okay.
What would you say to him?
Well, thank you for all that all that beautiful love, Kelly. It's I you did an incredible job of putting into words what's hard to put into words, which is the depth of overflowing love that source energy brings to us when source energy comes into this world into form. And it yeah, what can I say? as gratitude is the gratitude is the frequency of just overflowing love from our spirits and for the gift of I just feel so much gratitude for him doing what it takes to come back to us every 2,000 years, and especially this time, and how spectacular it was for those of us who know him to realize that he was here again. Let me just take a breath.
I know it's so hard to put into words, isn't it?
So the experience of the memory of what love really is, the knowingness of what love really is, and what it means to have our light, and what it means to remember who we are from our hearts and let go of all the mind energy and all the responsibilities we carry, and just be present to receiving love, and how that's all that matters is getting our light back. And the beauty of his teachings and being our teacher and finding this spectacular forum of a radio show to talk to all of us, since we're not all in one place as perhaps we were 2,000 years ago for this joyful journey together, and to connect us all this way. And here we are, sharing our light and growing our light. And I know that's what fills him with joy. It's his purpose coming back is to help us get our light back. And so I loved everything that you shared about what this experience is of getting our light back. We're doing it. We're here. We're here. We're here. I do have some reflections. I'm just depending on how many other people want to share. I don't want to talk too long right now, but I guess I would, if I was to summarize the main, there's so many gifts and so many amazing stories and synchronicities just from these last, how long it's been, 3 years of his direct conversations with us. But if I was to synthesize the main thing, it's what is knowing the difference of being in my heart, how it feels to live from my heart, and how to sort through all the misunderstandings I had and just feel the simplicity of living in my heart. Like life is like there's still challenges because that's the nature of this peace energy
Yeah.
now liberation movement that we're in. But and the more that I experience the joy of my spirit, the freedom of my spirit, the sovereign beingness of being born free, the more light there is. And so all the teachings synthesize into how simple it's made my life because I don't have all these responsibilities I used to feel about why can't people understand what I'm saying and why don't they remember why we're here and who we really are and why can't I'm doing something wrong because I can't make people understand. And
Yeah.
instead, all I have to do, and in every time I had the blessing of a conversation in different ways, he reminded me this, is all I have to do is offer light and find other people to play with. And it's just changed everything into so much ease and joy. So that's my gratitude. My deep gratitude for doing the hard work of being here and the commitment and dedication. That's the word you used, Kelly, which is so pure. The dedication to show up for us so that we can show up for ourselves and each other. And I want to echo what Kelly said about just diving into the Asha's articles on For the People and the resource of her conversations with Q and being inspired, all his other beautiful shows, because those are the touchstones that really are here to help us remember and sort through everything. So
Exactly. For the
I
people
have,
dot space.
yeah, thank you for the people dot space. That's what I'll say for my first little launch here is we are here and we are free.
We are here. We are born free. You know, you
Yeah.
brought up something that I wanted to bring up, maybe touches some other people's hearts is. You know, there's the people outside of ourselves that we kind of like, don't you see what's up here? You know, you just want to reach into their hearts and or just actually take out their thoughts and just, you know, all of that. But there's been moments in my journey, my self-realization, where I have felt, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? And I felt that off and on until I really got what it feels like to go into the heart center. So I'm just sharing that to share that there may be people out there feeling that way. And it's, you know, there's nothing normal about this. There's no normality, but just know that you're not doing anything wrong. So I just wanted to share that because it came up. Do you have any thought feelings about that?
Yes, two pieces that were instrumental to me. One of the most important things he said in one of the very first conversations I heard of his, whether it was the loved one call or I don't know, but one of the very first times I heard his voice this time around, he said, "I didn't know how bad it was till I got here." And that principle of how source energy only sees our light and the challenges here are very real, and yet the light is so much stronger. And the importance of us speaking aloud what we need and what our reality is, and what we claim, not just what we need, what we claim, speaking it, speaking the resonance of our spirit into this realm. And so that's this beauty, even not even, but that's the beauty of your inspiration today for just us to speak of the gifts that we've received and who we are, who we know we are now, because that's the reverberation that brings the light back. And it's okay that there's challenges. That's what we're here to help each other.
Yeah.
And the other little piece I want to, it's not little, but the simple practice, I may have already said this, I just feel inspired to say it again, is at some point I heard from him the simplicity of not worrying about the people we care about who aren't understanding and aren't hearing. Just be available to invite the light and just look for the light and just connect with the light wherever we find it. And that's like really, for me, that was a paradigm shift. So it's changed my relationships with my family, with my work, with the people I pass on the street. It's a, this life is like a treasure hunt now, just to look in eyes and find and connect with light, and then everything unfolds from there. So,
Yeah. I would dovetail on that a little bit and say exactly I resonate with exactly what you just said. And as we grow our light and we walk into a room or a place, you know, it illuminates that place. It touches the hearts of people we aren't even connecting with. Like we connect with the light. So whether you talk to somebody or not, you're still sharing your light and helping others grow theirs, which grows the light, which, you know, blah, you know, goes on and on and on. So that's so beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we have a special guest today who happens to be here with me right now, and some of you will recognize him. Conscious Cowboy heard about the topic of today, and he's inspired to share a little bit about how I don't know how if he would preface it this way, but the ways that our friend Q has helped him get his light back. So. Hey, cowboy.
Hi, cowboy.
Hey, greetings. And thank you for
Hi.
such a wonderful introduction. And Beth and Kelly, it's so good to talk to you again. And I'm so honored to be on show number 17. Wow. You guys
Yay,
got
we're
some
honored to
fun
have you
here.
with us.
Yeah. So, your topic today, Born Free, reminds me of a very, very special experience that I had directly with Q that I would just love to share, because it actually completely, in a almost in an instant, changed things in my life. And it is so valuable just to reflect on that, that I thought maybe if I shared that with everybody, that we could all walk away with something maybe everybody could use a little bit. So it
Oh,
I'd like to share that. Is that all right?
yes, please. We would love that. Thank you for doing that.
Well, it was actually the first time I ever called into the show and actually talked to Q. And the reason I called in is because I was struggling to put into context an experience that I had as a child. And it was a near-death experience that, had a certain amount of trauma, but it was more than that, because I couldn't let it go. I kept trying to really struggle with what it all meant, and what I was supposed to know, and what I was supposed to learn, and all of these things. So I called in, and I really, on the spot, I had no idea what I was going to say in the moment, and so I sort of blurted out, "Well, Q, I'm really struggling with," and before I could finish, he interrupted me. And I've never really heard him do this very often on the show, but he interrupted. He said, "No, you are not struggling." And boy, it just took me aback. And it's like, whoa. And what he did is he talked to me, and he really helped me understand that I was putting my focus in entirely in the wrong area. And I was going back in time. I was on a timeline. I wasn't in the now. And what he encouraged me to do was so useful. It absolutely changed everything in my life, because he got me to focus on my spirit. Specifically, he says, "I want you to feel what it was like to be in your spirit without a body." And as soon as he did that, everything changed, because in an instant, I realized the most important part of that entire story that I had created, and all those experiences, came down to my spirit. And that if I couldn't connect with my spirit, then the whole experience was basically just, a memory that didn't mean anything. And being able to change my focus, no matter what I'm doing, to always remember what's really important and what it really means to be in the now, that really changed everything for me. So it wasn't important to go back and unravel and sort through all the details. Those are just timelines, which you guys talk about all the time. It's just not helpful. So he really showed me how to focus on my spirit's experience. And that was so valuable. It changed my entire life. So that's what I wanted to share.
Wow. That is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing and being, so authentic with us all. I feel that really it helps us all. I know I've felt like I'm on an island by myself sometimes. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that relate to it. So kind of saying our experience is helpful. I keep saying it, but we do learn and grow from each other when we talk about our experience without, going back in time and talking about a timeline and regurgitating and picking and pulling apart, that kind of thing. But thank you for sharing that experience. It was super helpful. I know you helped a lot of people. I remember that call I had with him like last year about, I'm down to my last few hundred dollars. Just freaking out. What am I gonna do? It goes back to the now what? What am I supposed to do? And he kind of just cut me off and said, if you don't like your timeline, change it. That was just, kind of his way of just kind of scrambling it. I had a similar experience with that you did. It's like, oh, it was so simple, but I was making it so hard because, I was doing the what if scenarios and just kind of wallowing in the what I don't like. Okay, if you don't like it, what do you want? What do you want? And in previous shows, he's like, network, network, network. And so from that moment on, here I am, on this radio show talking with both of you and many others that I talk with. But it was because of that beautiful moment that seemed really harsh to me. I broke down and cried after that. But it was beautiful in the end because it's exactly what I needed. And that's what you're saying, right? Right, cowboy?
That's right. It's so beautiful how we have experiences that, that really change us. And, in the moment, we don't always understand the significance of it, but it just, the more that we can, release our problems and struggles in the past and realize we're just right now, boy, our spirit only exists right now. It doesn't exist in the past. And that's something that, boy, I had to really come to terms with, and that really changed my relationship with just how I work with my spirit just in the moment. But your story is really beautiful because it just helps us to keep the focus on what's really important, which is sort of the theme of your entire show, our spirit. So I just want to have a shout out to both you and Beth for the wonderful work you're doing, and gee, thank you so much for even having me on and letting me share my experience. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Beth, do you have any feelings you'd like to
I
share?
do. One of the pieces I want to share is that there's a couple of things I'd like to add in. One is how much it's helped me to experience Cowboy's ability out of that experience he had. And when we have a, I don't know, I sometimes call it a download, when our heart understands something that we've known intellectually, but when we actually experience it, how it can create an enormous shift. And so that pivot of sorting through the complexity of how this experience he had when he was 12 impacted his whole life in amazing ways, but then trying to put it into context, and then the ability to realize, oh, all that happens is right now. What does my spirit want me to know now? It's an entirely different way to look at situations, and it pivots everything. And as someone who was trained to use my mind to solve problems, who thought that was a really good thing to do. I continually catch myself looking at situations outside of myself to solve a problem, supposedly, I'm putting using air quotes, as opposed to moving to my heart and saying, what's the adventure of this moment? And that's a completely different way to live. So I'm definitely inspired about that muscle, and I haven't mastered it, but I'm getting better and better at catching my impulse to try to figure something out and look at all the details, as opposed to just go to my heart, which isn't thinking in all those words, and just say, what's available right now? And what do you like the for commands, like I use spirit, what do you want me to know right now? Show me right now. Show me what I need to know right now. And sometimes it's about the situation. Show me what is possible. Show me what is inspiring. Show me the adventure to shift back into this moment. And sometimes it's something super simple, like washing the dishes or go outside for a walk. It doesn't have to be earth shattering because it's what's available in the moment is so multidimensional. So those are a lot of words. I don't know. I'm trapped at all.
No, that was so good. Yes. I thank you. Thank you for sharing your insights there. You're aware I've just recently made a very big shift. And it's not something I want to go into, at some point. At some point I feel it'll be helpful to go into it, the particulars. But to talk about the, just all of us are saying the same thing. The spirit is not a body. This body, it's so tangible, but it's not us. Our spirit is who we are. And what I'm now, I had kind of that aha moment recently, which is I'm able to really, it's been coming, but it was kind of a good shift for me that I can really notice thought. I can notice when all thought is not mine. So I'm like, I just go directly, I just kind of drop into my heart and okay, I'm here now, be here now. And I will lift up my hand and look at it. Or like you said, you just look out the window. I live around so much wildlife. I put on music that speaks to my heart. And then the thoughts just fall away. And it's so, as we've been saying, Q's been saying it for so long, but it's in aha moments every now and again where where it clicks, and it's clicking more for
Yes.
me. And I just want to share that. And it looks like we do
Yeah.
have a caller. We have a traveling Shelly who would like to share their kudos to Q. Shelly, are you with us?
Hola.
Hola. Hello.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Beth.
Hi,
Hi.
Shelley.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. You offered callers today, so I had to jump on that.
Oh my goodness, I'm so grateful. Thank you for calling. What
And
would
I'm going
you
to
what do you
admit
want to
that,
share?
well, I'm going to admit that when you started that we could call in to say something to Q, okay, this is honest. I just said, say something to Q. I talk to him all the time. There
Right.
ain't nothing I want to say to him. It was you that I wanted to talk
Oh, that's great.
to.
Yeah. Yeah, to your point, yes. I talk to Q all the time, but I just want to honor him and make a living library for others. That's also what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know. And then, but I felt into it, like I didn't pick up the phone right away, which is, last year when I called in, it would take me the whole show to pick up the phone and get called in, and I'd be like one of the last callers. And after my summer break, I came back to the family and I'm like, nope, this ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna be, so I started picking up the phone at the beginning of the shows. So I'm one of the first callers, and I was just like, so, but I had a knee-jerk reaction of picking it up because I wasn't sure what I wanted to say to Q. And he just, what I kept hearing was just connect with Kelly, connect with Kelly. And what I want to say to you is, as all the Q people were starting to do their shows, I kept, man, I just wanted to join the family, and I wanted to join the family, and I was trying to think, okay, what will I do as a show? What will I do? And then here comes this show, Connect with Kelly. And I'm like,
Oh
that's
my
my
gosh.
show. There it is. Throw in the towel. I'm done. I don't have to do it. She's doing it.
Oh, wow.
So it was just really neat to watch you start and get going, and I come back and you're still going and having a beautiful show, and I get to show up and be of great cheer and support. And my name's not Shelley anymore. I'll put that out there on the radio. I think it's going to come out on one of the shows today. I was hatched. My shell fell off on Unstoppable Love 2 Saturdays ago. It was a magical Saturday, and my shell fell off, and I have a new name.
Oh, are you going to share it with us?
Yeah, it's Aerosmith. I think Aero
Oh,
is what
okay.
people
Oh.
call me. And then when I wrote it both ways, like I would write Aerosmith as one word, and then I wrote it as two words because I thought, well, people would probably call me a shorter word like Arrow. And then that made Smith my last name. And that's hilarious. I have a
That's
lot of
awesome.
jokes about Mr. Smith with the Matrix. I talk about Mr. Smith all the time. And then I went, oh my God, I'm Mrs. Smith. Oh no.
So you're going to do Mr. and Mrs. Smith part two?
I don't know. Okay,
It'll
maybe so. Maybe that's the
be
inspiration
a totally
right there,
different
Kelly. Thank
focus.
you.
Totally different focus. Oh my gosh. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your heart with us. Your heart is so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
It's so good to
thank
connect
you.
with
Thanks
you.
for everything.
We're officially connected.
Yes, we are. And I look forward to more communication.
Oh, please. Yes, I would love it if you just call in. Keep calling. Thank you for your call.
Yep.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, so we're kind of holding the line for the liners to call in, holding the line. Anything come up for you, Beth or Cowboy, what she was talking about?
Let me take a breath here. I loved listening. I was immersed in listening.
Yeah, no problem. You don't,
The
it's all right.
feeling, here's what I love, is the feeling of remembering who we are and how the more we get our light back, the more we expand into the knowingness of our, you were talking about this, Kelly, a few minutes ago too, of just the knowingness of who we really are, the knowingness of who I really am. And the stronger that gets, the more ability I have to call in my light. And the more I call in my light, the more I remember. And it just keeps building. So that was a beautiful story to share, Shelley Arrow Smith. And thank you so much for letting us share in your feeling of breakthrough. It looks like Cowboy has something he would like to say about a command. He just wrote me a little note. So
Oh,
go
cool.
ahead.
Well, you guys are having a wonderful conversation about remembering through our spirit. And that's always a challenge because we can feel so much, but how do we use what we can feel? So I developed a command that I use all the time that has really, really helped me. And it's actually pretty simple. And it's I command my spirit to increase my ability to interpret and express what my heart feels. And I've been using that to such an extent that I feel like I'm able, when I'm able to feel something in my heart, it's just so much easier to express it. So I just wanted to
Wow.
share that.
That's really,
Yeah.
really good. I
Thank
love
you.
that. That brings up so many ways I could go, but I often do a command of I command my spirit to give me perfect heart-mind coherence, because our mind is a translator for the heart. If we use it that way, it's not mind energy.
I love that command. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm excited about that. I love it.
Oh, yeah. And it's really helpful. Or sometimes I'm like, just I talk straight to my spirit and say, okay, I now have perfect connection. What do we want to do? What do we want to be? Where do we want to go? What do we want to experience? I just am my spirit. So thank you for sharing that, Cowboy. That was beautiful. I
Yeah.
love that. It looks like we have another caller from our beautiful Beau from Idaho. She wants to share her thanks to Q. Hello, Beau.
Good morning,
Hi.
Bo.
Hi, Beth. Hi, Steve. Hi, Kelly. How is everybody?
Good. Thank you for calling. What you got, girl?
Well, first of all, I have to tell you, I'm out walking Lily, who you know the Lily story, but I'm down at the river, and you're talking about Kelly just being in nature and resetting. This is where I come when I need that extra boost, is just down to the river, which is literally a block from my house. But I wanted to also say that song Born Free, I believe I was a sophomore in high school when that movie came out, and the song was like number one on the radio. All the commercial radios played it, and I learned it on my guitar, and I still get a little teary-eyed because it was that it's such a beautiful song.
It
And
really
that's
is.
really what I wanted to say about my gratitude and thanks to Q was he reminded me about that freedom. I said for quite a while before I ever knew Q, we're not our bodies. We're divine fractals of source, and we just use these bodies to have our experience. But I didn't actually actualize that. The proverbial shoe didn't drop until I heard Q's harmonics and, sort of sat at his feet for a while. I just wanted to say I love Q and I thank Q and I always will for assisting me in remembering who I really am. And that's it.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. Sitting at his feet, like 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly that what came into my
Yeah. Yeah. It's just
ideas when you said
all the same. It's just we're doing it up, like he says, we're doing it again. Here we are doing it again. Just in a different format. But yeah, that's so beautiful. I love the nature piece. Nature is critical, has been, is critical in my self-realization journey. Just getting away from all the technology and the crap. I do when I go hiking, I don't take my phone. I just take me, my spirit, and I just hang with all the elementals, source energy, and it's just amazing how fast you can grow your light when you do that. So thank you for sharing that. Water is amazing.
It is. And I actually don't take my phone either, except for I was listening to your show, and I just wanted to continue
Oh,
to listen. So I did bring
and
it
that
with
was
me
not.
today, but I don't. I just,
Oh, no,
I
not at all. That's, oh my gosh, that's not why I said that. I'm glad you
no.
have your phone.
Me too.
Oh, thank you so much for calling, Bo. You're beautiful. I love you so much.
I
And
love you
maybe
all
we
too. And
can
I just
give.
wanted to say, go ahead, Beth.
What's
I'm
that?
sorry.
Sorry to interrupt, but before I want to make to give a shout out to Bo also, because she stepped in, for people who don't know, she stepped into the inspiration of having her own radio show, which is
Yeah.
Down and Dirty, which airs on Pacific time at 10 o'clock, right, Bo? On the same day as Connect Controlling.
We have a very special guest today, and he just happens to be my son-in-law. His name is Pete Pahona. So I hope everybody can listen in. It is pre-recorded, so we won't be taking calls today. But I wanted to say one last thing. It's Beth, right before Kelly's show, I was reading your newsletter, and it is very apropos for today's subject. I love you all. I'll let you go and take somebody else. I love you.
Love you,
Thank
Bo.
you, Bo. Thank you.
Aren't synchronicities amazing? Amazing,
Yes.
amazing. Yeah, we're coming up to it, but I was feeling into what you were saying, Cowboy, about emotions. Because this is an emotional planet, and it's how we work with those emotions, how we react to them, really. I don't know if you want to say any more about that, but it's kind of a critical piece to knowing and being you, your spirit. Do you have anything you or anything come up for you when I say those words?
What we're talking about, we're talking about emotions. Boy, that's a deep subject,
Yeah, well, I mean,
huh?
because you said it, it's the when you said interpret and express what my heart feels. Oftentimes we confuse emotions with our heart center.
Yes.
And so I know that's another, it is a big
Well,
topic,
I
but
think that's an
it kind of
important
was,
distinction, don't you think?
yeah. Oh, for sure.
I started to say, I feel that is a great topic
Yeah.
for a future conversation. And I would say that Cowboy is really good, has really developed the muscles of going to neutrality, to observe emotions instead of identifying with them, because that's a big key, recognizing the difference between feelings and emotions and choosing our set point, all those things. Cool.
What I have found is that I do better in my life when I realize that I can choose my emotions rather than react to circumstances.
Right.
I don't think that probably makes a lot of sense to a lot of people, but it's really a tough thing to really talk about so that we're able to communicate really what we're trying to say, or what I'm trying to say, is because I feel so much peace and neutrality just generally that I find myself not reacting emotionally to situations. And so I really feel into my spirit. And my spirit is really, really able to always bring myself back to the now. So I think your idea of having this as an entire show would be an awesome idea. So I'm just going to leave it there for now.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, I've been working at for the most part I'm pretty neutral, peace energy. I just observe. I feel like I'm just an observer and a witness to my life, what I'm creating, and the people around me and their situations and their how they react. So I feel like for the most part I'm pretty good at doing that. Sometimes, we can have a feeling. And again, to your point, how we react to it is the ticket. But I would say, as a spirit, joy, excitement, and peace energy are kind of where it's at. So if you're feeling joy about something, if you're feeling excited about something, go with it. That's your spirit just coming shining on through. So yeah, we're coming up on the end of it. And do you want to say anything else, Beth?
That was beautiful. And
Okay.
I 100% and building that muscle, the platform of neutrality, and is a really inspirational thing to talk about. And which everyone can just hold curiosity and ask what they need to know about getting back into the moment. And curiosity and gratitude are two really great muscles to shift us out of triggers and things that we get caught in. So that's just a little piece that I
Yeah.
would add.
Cool. Okay, wow. I would love to keep this Q2 train going, but unfortunately, that's all the time we have. We're kind of coming up to it. Thank you all, even those listening, for making this episode so special. I know Q's heart is overflowing from all the love we just showered on him today. So, and if you're interested in learning more about Q and what he's about from his voice, from him, you'll find the links to all his archive shows at the bottom of my program page at bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. Thank you, Beth Cowboy, for co-engineering this train with me. It was so much fun. I had so much fun.
I know, me too.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you, Beth. It was great to join you guys today.
Thank you. I just confidence is high. You'll be back. And if you want to connect with Beth, go to thealchemyschool.com. And just a reminder, you're going to find a link to her Introduction to Command Language handout at the bottom of my program page. Also, so Beth and I will be here again in 2 weeks on Saturday, December 6th at 10 a.m. Central. And we hope you'll join us for another fun and inspiring conversation. And to kind of piggyback on what we're saying here, I'm going to leave you with another Q pearl of wisdom. Our limitations are up to us to overcome. Next
Oh.
up is Unstoppable Love with lighthearted Lauren and Zosia. See you in 2 weeks, everyone. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Love
Beautiful
you
day
all.
to you all.